I'm just the person to write if you really want to know the truth. Because I, unlike Shirley, I'm already been subjected to ridicule and abuse through the dreaded email system that we've created for ourselves. And therefore, I expect the emails to flow freely after I say what I'm about to say. Oh,
come on.
Say
it.
And might say I it. Say that I will be offering no apologies for my answer. So if you're in a group or a rights active group or any of that defending it, I don't care. You wrote me on my show and asked me what I thought.
Come on,
no
dog.
Now, since correctness
this
here.
Ain't a gay issue at all because mm-hmm. the term gay was never mentioned in this letter.
True.
So I'm just talking to this woman right here about her situation. First of all, I find it ironic that after 26 years of living, 3 kids, married to the father, everything was cool with you till y'all fell out. Then in your falling out, like Shirley said, on the rebound, you started an interaction with a woman now. You so show that this is wrong, you don't even know what to call it. So you are so knowing that this ain't about la-di-da that you done called it an interaction. When is the last time you started an interaction with a man? See, you don't even call it that. It's a relationship. But you don't know how to call it a relationship because you don't know how to have a relationship like this because it's a new trick for you. Now, this ain't no slam one more time against gay rights groups, so you ain't got to email me at all. I'm talking to this woman right here. You crazy. You done slid off the wagon. Now you crazy. Now you done something crazy. Now you want to know what the hell we think. Well, we think your ass is crazy is what we think. We think, hell you yeah, think them kids that. Is in for a surprise. Your mama and daddy will be in for a surprise. Your husband, that ain't your ex-husband yet, he'll be in for a surprise. Your pastor will be in for a surprise. Everybody at the family reunion going to be in for a surprise if you bring our ass around. So now, you ain't the only one finna be surprised. Everybody around you going to be surprised. Now, you don't want to bring the kids into this, which you should be concerned. Like Shirley said, if it was a man, you'd be careful. But they do grow up. I don't bring anyone around because I don't want them to get attached to anyone that might be a maybe. My soon-to-be ex is asking me what's going on because he want to get back with me. But you think it ain't none of his business. It ain't none of his business. You about to expose his kids to an interaction.
Come on, come on.
Right.
That they going to have to eventually interact with. They going to ask you questions. They going to ask him questions.
Yep.
And guess what? Your ignorant behind ain't got now answer for now one of these questions these kids is finna ask me. Is she our daddy now, mama?
Steve.
Does she spank us now, mama?
Steve.
How, do our daddy, why our daddy dress like that? Who cut daddy mama hair? See, they don't know what. Is she our mama? Is she our daddy? Is she our other mama? What is mama daddy going to do?
Mama, mama daddy.
Mama, when mama daddy come home, can mama daddy take us to the circus?
Mama daddy.
Well, you got to ask mama daddy what he she feel like when she get there.
Boy.
See, I'm trying to tell you, this is going to be confusing for a kid because I wouldn't know what to call it when you brought him in the house.
Mama daddy.
Mama mama.
And... See, I'm just telling you to confuse y'all. I'm going to get email,
you're crazy,
but that'll be fine. I don't care. You wrote me on my show.
You go.
And one more time, this ain't a gay or lesbian issue here. This an interaction we talking about.
Interaction.
And this interaction you having sound crazy.
She said it. We going to get him too, but we interacting with you. Mm. Yes.
But he still has no say-so, right? So what y'all think? What the hell do you think? You done set up here and got with, and you enjoy it. Yeah, you enjoy it. Oh, it's nice now. But now I got a couple questions for you. When y'all fall out, who got sleep on the couch? See, that's what I always wanted to know. When y'all in the argument, who don't come in the house?
Who the housewife?
Which one of y'all gonna pay child support? Huh? Or is it the interaction out when it comes to that? How do the interaction feel about having kids that they might not have or might have some other kids? But if they got some kids, they was in a relationship with a man too. Both of y'all crazy. If you ain't man or woman enough to get in a relationship, the hell you getting
like
in an interaction for?
I like it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.